I'd like to take a minute to welcome everybody that has come this evening to provide some input on our proposal to eliminate the city providing refuse bags. So at the November 7th work session with council, staff from Solid Waste Utility presented some recommendations for changes to the solid waste curbside collections for council to consider. Some of those they told us they didn't want to consider, and one of the things that they did say they would consider, didn't say they had made a decision on, was to no longer provide or require the use of the city logo bag that we began in February of 2021. You know, since we started that program, I mean, it actually works well, but we've had many, many complaints about the quality of the bags not being available in stores, that the additional cost for additional bags was too much. And we kind of looked at it and decided that as long as we had all our material in bags that didn't weigh over 50 pounds, that it really wouldn't have a negative impact to our operation. And so we're recommending that the council consider no longer providing the bags, and that would be a reduction in our expenses of about $1.15 million annually. So that's the only thing that's on the table for discussion this evening is, should we continue to provide bags or should we no longer provide bags? So we ask people for their input. We got this meeting scheduled. We got one scheduled the week after Thanksgiving. And then you're also able to put comments on the Be Heard website related to this if you'd like. With that, if anybody has any comments they'd like to share with us, we'll be happy to try to answer questions or just listen.
One second, we are live streaming this, so if you wouldn't mind raising your hand, I'll bring you a microphone so that people who are streaming can also hear the questions.
Thank you very much. How many customers get bags?
About 35,000, roughly.
And what does each bag cost?
I don't have that information with me. I just know that the total expenditure last year that was budgeted was $1.15 million.
And how many bags is that?
That's 4, 26 count rolls. Per 35,000 customers, roughly.
Okay, so if I'm understanding correctly, things will go back to the way they were before. I can put out my white compactor bags. I can put out other bags that I have for trash, and you'll take them. So if I'm understanding correctly, what problem were we trying to solve, and how are we now solving it?
Well, yes, you're understanding correctly. You could put it out in any bag, but it still has to be in a bag. It would not go back to the way it was, where you can throw loose books and toys and games at the curb and we picked it up. It has to be in a bag, has to weigh less than 50 pounds. What we're trying to solve with this basically is, one, reduce the expenses by $1.1 million and just the people's complete dissatisfaction with the bag requirement and the cost of the bags. And it is, we've only found one vendor in the nation that's ever bid on it, and it's just a very difficult program.
Would we still be having recycled trash picked up? Would there still be a blue bag?
Yes, the blue bags would still be provided.
Do we have any options? Are there any like sturdy one-way biodegradable bags that we could get?
I don't know if there's biodegradable, how available those bags are. I've heard that they exist, but you could use any bag you wanted if this was approved by council.
I'll open up a can of worms here and ask about roll carts.
This is not up for discussion tonight. It says bags only.
Okay. I didn't see that. Then I won't.
I mean, you know, we asked the question on the Be Heard website, what's the comment or feedback on no longer providing bags? And many, many of the comments on there are addressing something not related to bags.
Well, I read the newspaper articles in both papers, and they alluded to roll carts and this meeting. So
this meeting's only to discuss bags.
Well, I'm just letting you know that both of those papers said that in their articles. So Thank you.
I'm not surprised, but that's a discussion for another day, maybe. Okay. But tonight, we're basically interested in the comments or feedback on whether or not we should provide the bag.
With doing away with the bags and the reduction in your expense there, the $1.15 million, will you be able to distribute that across the households, $35,000, and then reduce the bills on a monthly basis?
That's not included in the proposal at this time, because if there are other changes to operations, that money may be used for other parts. For instance, as gentleman brought up roll carts, if we were to go down that path, that money would be used to offset the cost of those. If we don't do anything different, it's very likely that it possibly could end up being a reduction.
So you'll bring that out later and let us know if that is a possibility?
Yeah, we did a cost of service study we presented last year that showed there was a need for rate increase. And then we've had other expenses that have increased since, such as employee raises and things. So that all would have to be looked at to see if it would even be possible. But it's not off the table for consideration.
Dave, is there going to be any limit on the number of bags that a household could put out on a whatever Monday, say?
No, it would just be a limit that the bags couldn't weigh over 50 pounds.
Okay.
I mean, there's not a limit now.
Right, but they had to be the
logo. They had to be the ones with the logo.
And anything, leaves, lawn debris could go in those bags?
Yes, unless it's an item specifically prohibited from being placed in a landfill.
And it could be a 30-gallon, 39-gallon bag. It could be a 33-gallon bag.
Less than 50 pounds.
Just so it doesn't weigh more than 50 pounds.
Yeah.
Last question. What do you and your team want to do? What's your recommendation? You're the expert.
On this particular topic, we would like to quit providing the bags.
Stop providing bags?
Yes.
Not going to impact your operations significantly?
I don't believe it would.
All right,
thank you. I don't think that people are going to generate any more refuse than they are now.
Thanks,
Dave. So it's going to be, does it end up being in three bags instead of two or whatever?
Who is the vendor that supplies the black bags now?
Company called Waste Zero.
And don't they supply the blue bags also?
Yes, they do.
Okay. And originally, I was against pay-as-you-throw, but I thought this logoed bag system has reduced trash. And if you don't mind me following up on something else, although $1.1 million is saved by the city, we as the taxpayers have paid that money. So it's, as the other gentleman said, does that result in a reduction? I know there's new costs involved with fuel and everything. So if you could go into that.
So, I mean, it's just like what I answered before, is it could possibly end up in that, but it also could be used if other changes are made to cover expenses, or it may just end up being a not need to raise rates for a longer period of time. But No, it was due to the fact that we required the logo bag to be used. So that meant every customer actually had to turn their voucher in to get the bags. Whereas before, a lot of people got the vouchers, but they never redeemed them for the bags. They were just using the bags that were in their, the whatever size container they had in their house.
So are you saying it would save, but we have no idea where that money is going to go? And if there is another discussion on roll carts, that we could possibly have an increase to pay for the roll carts?
The presentation that I gave council on the 7th shows that with the funding that's been appropriated for truck replacements and using the money from the bags, that we would still have a net decrease in expenses if we converted. Right now, if the cost of the stuff that we got the quotes from for trucks and the carts, if those prices are accurate, there would be a net reduction in expense. Mm-hmm. But we aren't at that point yet. That hasn't been. We would have to have a series of meetings such as this to get community input on that proposal before we could take something to council for their consideration. Well, the reason that this is moving forward right now is because we need to either order some more bags or not order bags, and so we need to have that decision made, because to do the order is going to be about half the expense for the first round of vouchers.
Why in the world would we be opposed to what you're saying? I mean, I'm not getting something. We get to put the bags out as we want. We don't have to pay $2.50 a bag. We don't have to worry about whether it's logoed. What's the issue? This sounds like a great idea.
Well, that's what we wanted to ask you. Come give us feedback and tell us what you thought.
Maybe I would vote aye, okay?
Can I ask about the blue bags? Do we know how much of the recyclable content in those bags is actually recycled and how much is not a recyclable material?
So I might let you explain more, but I mean the materials that we process. So if you ball up aluminum foil and put in that bag, it doesn't get recycled. We don't process that. But an aluminum can, the tin, you know, tuna cans, soup cans, that kind of thing, plastic bottles, all of those things get recycled. They get baled. Sometimes we don't. It doesn't move quickly, but it does not go to the landfill.
But what percent of the contents do end up getting baled?
Okay, basically contamination. So all of the stuff in the blue bags and the drop-off sites and commercial recycling and all comes into the MRF, and our contamination rate right now is... Is that all it is? It's about 25% of the weight.
And I guess that adds a cost. I mean, is that something where consumers could be educated better on what they're putting in those bags, since they're no longer trying to use their logoed bags to maximum capacity?
We get information available, but it's going to be a struggle for a long time. I mean, you know, you can't put a wax milk carton in there, but you can put the plastic milk carton in there. And a lot of people don't realize it. It's I think at one point it got up over 40.
In the discussion, has it been raised that possibly instead of overhauling the whole system, that a test be done maybe with 3,500 houses or a certain part of town, a test done with the personal bags, and seeing how that goes for a while, and then maybe making another decision?
We hadn't considered that, no.
Well, okay.
I would echo what the gentleman said before. It seems like a no-brainer. You put your trash in a bag, you put it out, and it's gone. You don't have to haul anything back and forth. You don't have to clean anything. You don't have to worry about all these other things. So I like the idea of the bags. It doesn't bother me to have to buy them now. That's okay.
Yeah. You know, like, I mean, personally, I don't have a 30-gallon trash can in my kitchen, so I end up buying bags and putting them in the bag. So...
One more quick question, Dave. Is there a plan to, I don't know how much inventory of these bags you're going to have. I agree with these gentlemen. Tear up the purchase order. Let's be done with this. How many bags do you think you would be still have in inventory, say, after Jan 2?
So,
and do you have a plan on what to do with those?
So we've got bags in inventory because not all the vouchers that, every voucher we mail, we bought bags to go with that voucher. We still have bags in inventory, and we still have some bags that were pre-logo. And our plan would be to just continue to distribute vouchers until all the bags we have are basically used, so that none of them Yeah, you wouldn't have to use those, but we wouldn't end up wasting the bags we already bought. They would still get used. Wait for the microphone, please.
I was under the impression that the new program has resulted in a 20% increase in recycling. Is that true or not true as far as you know?
I haven't looked at those numbers recently myself. I know when we first implemented it, the recycling went up and trash volumes or weights went down. But also over time, I know that we have a lot more people bringing things to the landfill. And I think so.
But
that doesn't get counted as residential collection because somebody brought it in a pickup or on a trailer or something. But I think a lot of the stuff that was getting picked up from people's houses, sofas and mattresses and what have you that are getting delivered, I think it's take a lot of work to figure out if there was a real significant offset.
Right, but if I bring my truck with trash in it, that's money in the bank. That's just like extra for the city. Isn't that correct?
Well, there's a $25 minimum fee.
All right. And then what I'm still trying to get a handle on is if the bags, whether they're logoed bags or not, do they cost the same, or is there a big differential in logoed bags?
I don't think there was a significant price difference in the bags with the logo or not, but we can go back and look at the contracts and find out. The bag price varies more based on the oil market, I think, than anything.
Okay, so it really doesn't have anything to do with the logo bags, except for the fact that there you've had public outcry that they don't want to do this. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, a lot of people have said that the additional cost, $2 a bag is way too expensive. And
what were they before, the logos? How much were they?
They were our cost.
Which?
I don't know what it was. I mean, but it was whatever it costs us to get a roll of bags, you could buy that roll of bags for that same amount of money at the grocery store.
And now, help me out, I'm still not getting the math. Is there a difference in price or not?
If you have to buy additional bags beyond what's provided, they're $2 a bag now.
And they were what before this logo?
$6 or $7, $8 a roll of 25.
So if we went back to unlogoed bags, where would we be?
That's not what the proposal is. The proposal is not to provide bags.
This might not be the right forum for this discussion, so I'll start off with that, and you can shut me up if that's the case. But about the same time that these changes rolled out with the logoed bags, we also changed large item pickups and fees for associated with that. I personally have noticed a significant increase in litter of large items around Columbia since the institution of that policy. Abandoned lawnmowers, televisions, things that people don't want to have picked up anymore. Is there any talk about revisiting that policy? And I know that's bag adjacent, not necessarily
no,
part
it's,
of this meeting.
It's, there's no, at this time, there's no proposal or recommendation to go back to doing that. I think we would have almost an impossible time getting staff recruited and retained if they had to go back to picking up the entire house, throwing it to the curb.
I would be curious if the fees are offsetting what we're paying for litter pickup.
We're not paying from solid waste utility anything for litter pickup. I think that majority of the time that ends up going through an enforcement action and the property owner ends up having to pay for disposal.
On the cost per bag question, I just took the number of households and the number of bags they would use if they used all of them, and that would calculate out to about 32 cents a bag, looks like, if you wanted that to use. Yeah.
I don't know. Does that sound about right? Do you know? I didn't remember what they cost off the top of my head.
Do you have a timeline in mind when you're thinking of making this transition?
So the ordinance or the memo has been drafted, and it'll be on the introduced at the council meeting Monday night. And so then 2 weeks from then, in the beginning of December, it would be up for their consideration where they could either approve the changes or not. We'll put a supplemental memo in that talks about the feedback we're receiving here and on the Be Heard site. At that point, I'd think that we would probably have it go into effect at the first of the year.
I think the property owners that have dumpsters on their property are really going to love this, because many people have been using dumpsters that are not theirs. And this is going to, I just think this is going to be a blessing for them. So I vote yes.
As a property manager here in Columbia, we've had property on East Campus where people have occasionally dumped trash bags unmarked on the property, and then we have to go and properly dispose of them, and that didn't start happening until the city logo was required. So my vote would be to make it easy for people to dispose of their trash to keep the city clean and get rid of the logos.
Maybe. Well, we all have to hang around for what? Hour and a half? But, yeah, if anybody else has anything they want to. Yes, sir.
I'm not sure if this is the right forum, but since the city has chosen to pick up recyclables every other week, I find that a lot of people are using the sites around town to, in between weeks, I do, to get rid of my recycling. Is there any plan to go back to the weekly pickup of recyclables?
Well, that's the goal in the end, would be to get back to a once-a-week pickup, but staffing shortages have prohibited us from being able to do that at this time.
Okay, thanks.
As soon as we have enough staff that we could start that back up on a weekly basis and we think we could sustain it without having to say, oh, we're not going to be able to get it this week. And, you know, you remember when we were doing that, and sometimes it was we couldn't get it picked up, leave it, we'll get it before the week's over and everything. Then we canceled completely. Then we went to every other week. And when we get enough staff, we'd go back to weekly.
So having a savings by not using the logoed bags, would that help in attracting more labor to do the weekly pickup?
I do not believe that in and of itself will help attract staff.
Okay. Thank you.
It's, the folks that operate those trucks are required to have a commercial driver's license, and that's a pretty competitive labor market right now.
How many staff do you need to hire to get back up to make it workable? I'm just curious.
Do you remember, you got 20-some vacancies in Solid Waste Division right now? 10 in collections right now. But there's like 20 in that division. I mean, there's 500 positions in the department, and 75 are vacant right now. So it's getting, recruiting, retaining is challenging right now. I mean, unemployment in Boone County, I think I read somewhere down around 2-some percent. So,
what are you paying them?
Do you want to give it to her?
Yeah. I'm just curious, what are we paying those drivers?
So, a refuse collector. If everything was staffed and working the way it's supposed to be, there'd be a senior refuse collector and a refuse collector on each truck. Refuse collector starts at $17 an hour, and the senior starts at $18.70. And then, you know, like in the last 2 years, they've gotten, city council's given pay raises. So they're all making at least that, if not more.
And that's including health insurance and things of that sort?
At standard, there's a... Some of the city's health insurance plans do not cost an individual anything, but there's three different plans that you can possibly be on. But, yeah, we do provide health insurance.
Where does Boone County rank in their state?
Or?
With the power we're paying. I mean, maybe that's part of our problem why we don't
have
enough.
Well, the city's doing a classification and compensation study right now, and we do not have the comparison data yet, to my knowledge.
At what point in weight do you need to have a commercial driver's license? Or is it by weight? In other words, if a truck weighs 20,000 pounds, do you need one versus 10,000? Do you need one?
I think it's 26,000 pounds or 24, something like that. I'm not certain.
So if we have newer trucks that weigh less, that wouldn't be part of the predicament that you're in? Is that correct?
I don't think that we could... No, we'd probably end up in worse shape because we'd probably end up having to run more routes and we'd need more people, and they may not have to have a commercial driver's license, but it goes back to we got 75 out of 500 vacancies in the department. So we are looking at getting a couple trucks that we have some that don't require a CDL, but that's right now like we do the downtown containers, sidewalk containers. Well, that truck doesn't require a CDL, but it's a small truck. You have to have a lot of those if you were going to try to do the whole city.
Is it anticipated that roll carts and the improved quality of working conditions and the reduced rate of injury would help to attract drivers and workers to collections? I know, again, you said at the beginning, roll carts are not on the agenda.
Roll carts aren't on the topic.
I get it. But we've skewed a little bit into staffing and labor. I was curious.
Yeah, I answered that question. I think I got time. I would think that if you made the process more automated, less physical demands on the body, that it would help in recruiting and retaining staff. That's my opinion. Yeah, we got a little off topic a couple times. Well, if we don't have any more, I guess we can. Yes, sir.
You can see that I don't have a car waiting outside. I have a pickup time, so it's not such a big deal for me. If you want to answer this question, great. If not, say so. What was the reason for the adoption of this crazy bag program that we're about to get rid of in the first place? I never could figure it out. It didn't seem worth complaining about, but I never understood it.
Well, it all started really with staff coming to us with concerns about what they were having to pick up when they went on their routes, and they'd turn the corner and then you'd see that somebody had literally taken what looked like the entire contents of the home and just threw it at the curb. None of it in bags. I mean, sofas, soda bottles, Barbie dolls, you know, Play-Doh, what, books, shoes, just, and they would spend all kinds of time picking that stuff up. The worst scenario of it that I remember is they called in one day and they had a subdivision where it was a move out period, rental. And I think the supervisor told them just skip those and we'll get another truck down there. A truck will normally pick up 400 to 500 homes. they stopped at 9 homes and they had to take that truck to the landfill. So we had to do something to get all those sofas and mattresses and just loose garbage that was laying on the ground to no longer be a day-to-day normal pickup for our staff, because the staff couldn't stand it. And so we went to council with a presentation in February 2020 to discuss some of those problems and issues. At that time, there were things talked about like putting a limit on the number of bags and different things. And what we ended up coming up with was logistically trying to count bags and saying, well, there's 6 bags here and you're only allowed 5. And so you got to take a photo to prove it and leave a bag. And we just said, let's use logo bags. Other places have done it. It's a quasi pay-as-you-throw system. And that's what we came up with. And, you know, as far as the conditions for the personnel that actually are picking this stuff up, I believe it's improved greatly since we implemented this, as far as what they are required to do on a daily basis.
When you have extra items like that, when you're talking about, are you able to bill those customers then? And in other words, they'll make note of that and add that on so you recover those costs?
So when we made these changes back in February of 21 with the requirement of the logo bag, we also instituted a requirement that if you wanted to get rid of a large item that wouldn't fit in the bag, that we'd pick up one item a year for no charge, but you have to call and schedule it. And then if you do that, then if you call a second time, it's $21.50 for one item. And then if you have 2 or 3 items on one stop, it's an additional $5 an item. If you don't call and schedule, we don't pick it up. And you don't get billed for it, but it doesn't get picked up. And it's actually worked fairly well with not very many concerns about it.
I guess my understanding of the system pre-logo bags was that the rule about was actually that trash had to be in bags, and that you did have to call in bulk pickups, but that in practice, the trash was getting picked up, so people kept abusing it.
Well, it wasn't really difficult to determine whether or not it actually said everything had to be in bags. It basically said anything that couldn't be placed in a bag could be a special pickup at any time at no additional cost. That's is what I recollect. I'd have to go back and pull it. But it said for quantities too large or for large items that you could a special pickup would be provided continuously at no additional cost. You could put your whole house at the curb. And we would pick it up.
On the large item pickups in the current system, what is the turnaround time on those?
Mr. Hunt?
So the turnaround time on a bulky item is typically we scheduled out about 2 or 3 weeks. So if you wanted to pick up a sofa today, you go on the Recollect app, and it would give you some dates. I looked at it the other day, and it's basically a week and a half or 2 weeks lead time if you wanted something picked up. But it's depending on where you're at in town, too. But it's based upon your route, on your trash route. Like if you have a Monday trash route, then you're not competing with folks on a Tuesday trash route. That makes sense.
Okay.
It's based upon the day of week that you have your trash service.
So when you're only
pick
doing
up your bulky item.
You still do the bulk pickups only on trash day then?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. My understanding is also that if those items are out prior to that, then you can be cited and ticketed for that?
Yes, there's a Office of Neighborhood Services is in charge of that program, and they will come out and part of the code enforcement services that they provide.
So what happens in the situation where you've got, an emergency repair happening and you've got a major situation and you've got stuff that you're waiting for that pickup and it's now sitting in your driveway waiting for that to come?
Well, the bulk service that we provide, we're not the exclusive provider. So if you have something that you really need picked up and we don't have the bulk, if a couch or whatever, and you can't, and it's can't fit our, or we're not available, then you can hire. There's other folks that you can hire to get the item hauled off. You're not required to use us to get your couch hauled off.
I think we found out during the pandemic that essential workers, started doctor, nurse, police, fire, and then sanitation workers. And you're starting pay $17 an hour, and you can't get enough of them. Yeah. How much study have you put into paying them a whole lot more? Because there are people that for 25 will do that work, and that work tends to attract mainly men, mainly minority men.
Getting a little off topic still, but I'll go back to the city's doing the classification.
Have you studied what it would take?
The city is doing currently, right now, a classification and compensation study to evaluate that for not only solid waste workers, but for all positions within the city.
Well, I hope they respect that these are essential workers and not bureaucrats.
Any other questions about bags?
There are biodegradable bags. They're really expensive, in answer to your question.
Okay, so whenever y'all get rid of the bags, will you still have bags for sale from the city?
I would not anticipate that we would have any bags that we would be providing for sale. I mean, we would still do the blue bags. We're doing a study on, or just kicked off this week, as a matter of fact, on the MRF, its operations, what kind of improvements may need to be done. Do we look at different materials or less materials, and then part of that would be based on the changes that may be implemented in a MRF, do we change our collections? So until we have that back, we're planning on continuing to provide the blue bags.
For the bags that we've been receiving, was there purchasing quality control, assessing whether or not the products we were paying for were the products we were receiving? The bags that I typically got on the roll split, it seems pretty easy, and tore pretty easy. And
you know, they meet the thickness and different, they appear to be fine. I've lived here in town since 1987, and in that amount of time, I had one roll of blue bags that split on the seams, some of the bags, not even the entire roll. And I've had two rolls of the black bags that when I went to tie them, one string came out. I don't know how many rolls I've had over that amount of time, but I didn't personally experience low quality with them. But I mean, we mic'd them and everything. I mean, we've never had them that showed up where they obviously didn't meet the specs.
Do you know offhand of any other cities the size of Columbia that do use bags as opposed to other systems?
There's a lot of cities that still use bags.
Interesting. Okay. I don't know of any, so.
I think there's more and more that are getting away from it, but there are still cities that use bags.
So one other thing on the, you know, the bulk pickup. The places I've lived, they offer it two times a year, bulk pickup at no additional cost. That way it limits when it's put out. But those are also automated trucks that
serve. I'll go back to staffing levels and personnel. If we had adequate staff, doing something like that would not be something that couldn't be considered. But right now, if we tried to put twice a year bulk pickup, you know, do it in April and whatever, we wouldn't have to, we'd have to shut down the rest of the operation just to go pick up the bulk items. So we need to have the staff before we look at doing that.
This is a bag question or a bag comment, if you don't mind. If I am paying 20 or whatever it is a month for my services, that includes the bag. So I hope you can at least suggest that we should get money back versus the city getting $1.1 million, because that's our money that we're using, that you're using to pay for our bags. So if we're not getting the bags, we ought to get a reduction. And that's just some of the input that I've received through emails and things like that.
Well, I said we need to evaluate that.
What's that?
I said that needs to be evaluated.
Yeah, I mean,
and
we
it
can't
will
just
be.
Say, oh, we have an extra million, so we'll buy biodegradable bags or whatever, because it's not found
need to
money.
If there's nothing else, I guess I'll say thank you all for attending. Appreciate it. And we'll make a supplemental memo about what we've learned this evening and present it to the council. First meeting in December.
We appreciate it.